Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Time to talk a little more college hoops. Our friend Troy Macker joining the program. T-Roy, what's up, dude? How you been?
What's going on, guys? Great day to talk hoops. Great week to talk hoops, actually.
Oh, yeah, man. We broke down every matchup in the crown. We feel like we're really well prepared for that. but, man, when you look at the bracket, let's start big picture. I think they got a lot right. What seems right to you?
I think the number one seeds seem right to me. I think the placement of the number two seeds with maybe one exception seem right to me. I do generally believe that the SEC was right to get in at least 12 teams. I may take umbrage with two teams, Oklahoma and Texas, but I think they're right on how many teams got in. You know, I think they're right on only giving four to the ACC. I kind of expected maybe one more team in there. And I actually thought the two teams over North Carolina were more deserving. But my issues with what they did was with some seedings towards the 5, 6, 7 seeds, some placements in terms of location and just how they laid it out. But when you have 14 teams from one conference, it's really hard to lay it out where you're not having half of the SEC in one region.
You mentioned North Carolina. Why were they put in?
I think, you know, they had a pretty dreadful quad one record. It was like 1-8 or something, but they did pick up a ton of wins against quad two opponents. They were like 8-3 or something. You know, I don't know. I've heard it, you know, it's like, well, they needed the brand. This was a brand play to get North Carolina tournament. And I'm like, if this were the conference or college football playoff, maybe. But there's 68 teams. It doesn't benefit the tournament at all to have North Carolina in there.
You don't think it benefits the first four game to have that caliber of a team? Those first fours aren't watched like, you know, the first round is.
I don't think so, because we know exactly what they are. They're to wet our palate. It doesn't really matter who's playing in there. I don't think adding North Carolina is going to move the needle all that much. I think, you know, some of the other teams like Boise State, the Mountain West kind of fell apart towards the end. You know, I would have loved to see some low majors get a second team in like UC Irvine, but the metrics just don't match up. I wish the committee looked at it more like the college football committee does, which is we want to make the best tournament. And I wish the college football committee did what the college basketball committee does and say, we're going to put in the best teams based off resume. And that would have gotten us, you know, Alabama in over an SMU or something like that. I think there were some better teams in terms of what we want as the viewing public that didn't get in at over, you know, a team like North Carolina, who has been aggressively mediocre all season.
I like that, aggressively mediocre.
I mean, it's true. Dude, or is there any, like, is there anybody you kind of are looking to fade going into this? We had Neil Greenberg on from the Post last week, and he said he kind of thinks the bottom half of the SEC might be ripe for some fading. And I remember for a lot of years, the Big Ten would get 8, 10, 11 mm-hmm. teams in. And then when they started playing the games, they just were getting rocked. Is there any way that's possible with I'm not talking Auburn and Florida, but like kind of Mizzou and Oklahoma, some of those teams.
Absolutely. I really like, who is Missouri playing? There's so many teams I'm blanking on it, but Missouri's playing Drake. And they're playing Drake in the Midwest. Drake is obviously, I believe, in Nebraska. They're playing in Kansas City. Drake was an exceptional team this year, won their conference. That's a 6-11 game. I think Missouri has been good. They've picked up some good wins. I think they're the upper echelon of the middle of the pack of the ACC. I'm absolutely fading Texas A&M against Yale. Yale has done way too much in the tournament. They don't shoot a lot of three-pointers, but they're exceptional at making three-pointers. I do love Buzz Williams, but Yale has won tournament games, like multiple tournament games over the last 5 or 6 years. And they're a very, very good team. I think Texas A&M at a 4 is kind of crazy. I have no desire to see Ole Miss play. They're going to play one of the 11 seeds that's playing in Dayton. And we know an 11 seed that plays in Dayton always wins at least one game. I have no desire to see Ole Miss. The only team from the SEC that's towards the bottom that I actually like is Vanderbilt. They play St. Mary's team that should be seeded higher. I don't like that St. Mary's is 7. They should be a 5. But St. Mary's has not played well down the stretch. They've struggled the last 2 or 3 games. And Vanderbilt plays everyone tight. They play everyone close. They picked off more wins than they shouldn't have had than any other team in the SEC. They've been super impressive. I think that is a team that could easily win their first-round game. The problem is they're going to end up playing Alabama, a team that they've faced already, and while, you know, that will give them some identity and give them a better game plan, I don't really want to see an SEC game in the second round. I want to see unique matchups, different matchups. That's one of the issues I have with so many teams getting in. But make no mistake about it, the SEC was the best conference in the country by a large margin and could make the case as one of the best conferences in a single year of all time.
Troy, which are the number ones you think and will probably be the first to go?
Well, you know, potentially Houston only because they could play Gonzaga in the second round, and I think Gonzaga will match up really well with them. I'm kind of leaning Auburn only because Auburn's lost 3 of their last 4, and a team that's lost 3 of their last 4 has never won a national championship. Now they'll have to play Louisville or Creighton, and Creighton has the size. Louisville has the tempo. I think it might be Auburn, even though they're the number one overall seed. They've been the best team in the country. They have one of the 2 best players in the country in Jahni Broome. But I think it's either Auburn or Houston, just because of what they potentially face in the second round, where I don't have as much faith as Mississippi State or Baylor beating Duke or UConn or Oklahoma beating Florida.
Man, AU's about to take out Duke. Just watch. I do think it's funny, Troy, and you may not be aware of this. We're talking with our friend Troy Macker here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Troy at Troy Macker, M-A-C-H-I-R. Check out his work over at Bet Rivers, all the content stuff. The amount of betting information you have tweeted out in the last, 12 hours is just astonishing. But our video producer, his name is White Brian. And he's an Auburn grad and runs auburnwire.com. And he was just shaking his head as you were saying the Tigers might get knocked off.
I think, a week ago, I had them penciled into the Final Four. But I love looking at trends because a lot of times that's all we really have to go off of. And they help you kind of shape what you're thinking. You know, they can support or go against it. And I just... we don't get a chalk Final Four. Someone's going to have to lose. And I know people would lean, oh, it's got to be Duke. They potentially have a banged-up Cooper Flag, but they played really well in the ACC tournament without him. Granted, the ACC is not as strong as the SEC. I get that. I like Auburn. I just, for some reason, it's like a weird thing where it's like, I don't really have a lot of evidence to suggest that there's a metric that means that they're going to lose in the second round of the Sweet 16. I just have a bad feeling about it, and I would love to see Bruce Pearl win a national championship. He's one of my favorite coaches in the country. But for some reason, there's just something that makes me believe that, you know, having to play Louisville or Creighton, those are tough outs. Then potentially, you know, Michigan team that is playing much, much better. I think really if they can get through their second round game, if they make the Sweet 16, you know, I think their region and their pot of their region is pretty weak. But I have concerns about their second round game.
I think that's fair. And they're playing it in Kentucky, which White Brian also is completely dismissive of. I think, what's up with Flag? Is he healthy?
That thing rolled big time, man.
Man, can I make a societal point?
Uh-huh.
I think we're overusing the wheelchair. Like,
yeah, the wheelchair.
Put his arms around some coaches.
Yeah. Just walk your ass off the court,
chill with the
man.
Wheelchair.
Don't need the wheelchair. But it rolled.
Back to the Paul Pierce game, I 1,000% agree.
Yeah,
he rolled that thing a little much though. But he didn't need no damn wheelchair.
Yeah, like you could just put your arm around trainer and walk back there on one leg. Anyway, wheelchair aside,
be a man like Kobe was.
Sure,
Kobe walked.
Wheelchair aside, what do you think of the Dukies?
They're good. They have three players who can pick up the slack. And Colin Knuppel, Kamen Malouk, who's a big center, and Tyrese Proxer. They have some three-point shooters off the bench. Listen, they're not super deep. And I thought, they would struggle in the ACC tournament without Cooper Flagg, to the point where I hammered North Carolina to cover. I think it was like 10.5, and they ended up covering. But Duke was up 15-16 late in the first, early in the second. I think Cooper Flagg will come back and will be at 80%. For game one. Here's the thing. You don't need him for anything more than an 80%. Yes, I do know that 16s have beaten ones, and our local market has been privy to one of those 16 over ones. And I do not think that it will matter all that much. So really, he needs to be ready by, what is that, Sunday? I think Duke is playing. Are they playing on Friday afternoon? So they won't play again until Sunday. So really, that's over a week. I think he'll be healthy. He's really young, very athletic. I don't have a lot of fear that it will hamper them. Now, if he re-injures it, then you're screwed.
Yeah.
If you do try to, because you're, even though he might be healthy, mentally, you may want to not go 100%. And when you can't fully commit to your knee, your ankle, something that you have to put weight on, you could aggravate it even more because you aren't fully committed to playing through it. So sure. That is, I think, one aspect of the game that could really, hinder their long-term chances. If he isn't mentally ready to play on sub 100% ankle and re-aggravating that injury.
That's going to be interesting. Another team that I think is really interesting. We're talking with our friend Troy Macker. Now that we got our brackets, trying to figure them out. St. John's, the job Rick Pitino's done. And, dude, it's not a surprise that Rick Pitino has another team top 10. The moral grandstanding and pearl clutching that happened with Pitino is just kind of crazy in a world where everybody now just openly gets paid. But regardless, what do you think of the Johnnies?
Yeah, well, there's a little bit more salaciousness to several Pitino-related issues, which I think is what kind of bubbled it up a little bit more. The Johnnies have been incredibly impressive. And what I find impressive is every single college he has taken to the NCAA tournament has the exact same identity. Going back to the teams from the 80s, they press, they play incredibly tough defense. They force turnovers. They pick up the pace on their defensive to offensive transition, and they're not great three-point shooting teams. And I think that is a concern come tournament time. Now, that's not to say that he's never had success in the tournament. He's taken multiple teams to the Final Four. Louisville, he won a national championship. But he had two really good three-point shooters on that team. He has good scorers on this team. I watched Omaha play. They're a pretty good team. They should run through that. What's really interesting is they could potentially play Arkansas in the second round, and Rick Pitino and John Calipari do not like each other, at all. It's up there with the coach from John Chamey and John Calipari. That's how much they do not like each other.
I want to see the game just for that.
Yeah, seriously.
I want that to happen, would be great. Dude.
I think St. John's has the size. I think they have the ball handlers. I think they have the playmakers, and I think they have the coach to make a deep run. Now, can they win a national championship? They're probably in my second tier to win a national championship, but we ultimately know that it all depends on how the bracket breaks, and I do like their matchup. Texas Tech at the 3 seed is a tough out, but like Missouri, we've already discussed, not super confident in them. Florida and Maryland are probably the two teams that pose the biggest threat to them. Maybe Kansas or Arkansas just because of the talent they have, but they're wildly inconsistent. So, I wouldn't be surprised if you saw like St. John's, Maryland in the Elite Eight to make a Final Four. I truly believe that.
Wow. That'd be nuts. Elite Eight might get my ass to San Francisco, baby. We'll see. let's talk a little bit about the Terpstra. What do I need to know about Grand Canyon?
They play a lot like Maryland. They play fast. They have a crazy tempo. They like to shoot three-pointers. They're not as good at shooting three-pointers as Maryland, but, in their conference tournament championship game against Utah Valley, another really good low major who plays, really good half court. They just want to slow down and play half court. They applied pressure, and even though they are lightly undersized, they have two former power conference players from Kansas and Butler, I believe. And the concern I have with Maryland is their interior defense and really their interior offense as well. Not saying that Julian Reese and Derek Queen can't get it done. We obviously know that. But if you look at the Michigan State game, Michigan State, it seems like they got a hand on the ball every time they went up for a layup or a tough basket in the paint. We obviously saw what Michigan did, not just on the final play going coast to coast, but the entire second half, they were gutting Maryland's interior defense. I think because Maryland only plays five guys, maybe six guys, when things get stressed down the stretch, they're exhausted, they're tired, and usually you take a playoff on defense. And that yep. could really hurt you against a team that plays with a really high tempo in Grand Canyon. You know, Grand Canyon's a team that won a tournament game last year. They've made four of the last five NCAA tournaments. This is a very good team that certainly doesn't play the quality of competition that Maryland does, but they have all the advanced analytics. And when you watch them play, they do pass the eye test. They look like a more pro-style team than any of the other teams in their conference tournament. Granted, the WAC is a weak tournament, but I do think that Grand Canyon could pose a lot of threats to Maryland. But at the same time, Maryland doesn't, they don't lose games they shouldn't. They lost to Penn State on the road. Yeah, I think they lost to Minnesota or someone on the road. They're all by 6 points or less. Four of their eight losses have come at the buzzer, which is just brutal. I think, you know, I don't love the line at 10.5, but I do think Maryland does pull this one away because they have superior talent and three-point shooting, which you need in the NCAA tournament.
Troy, every year we have 5 and 12, and a 12 beats a 5. Which one of these you think is the best chance that the 12 beats a 5?
I think it's probably – I love all of the 12-5s. I love UC San Diego. I've been out on Michigan, even though Michigan just won three games to win the Big East tournament or Big Ten tournament. They have to go out west to play UC San Diego, who's the best team in the country for covering the spread. But I think it's probably Colorado State against Memphis. Memphis squeaked by UAB in their championship game. The score was a little bit bigger than the game made it seem. Colorado State has won 9 in a row. They ran roughshod through the Mountain West tournament, which is just a brutal conference tournament. You know, their head coach is going to be at Minnesota or will be at another power conference school next year. Colorado State's the only lower seed that's favored to beat their higher seed. Memphis, you know, was knocked out last year in the first round. Yeah, 2.5.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it could be Colorado State. Now, I don't think this is their best roster. I think their best roster was 2 years ago when they had David Roddy, who was drafted. But Colorado State has been playing so well. And Memphis, even though they have an All-American, and P.J. Haggerty, who's really, really good, I think Colorado State, they love to rebound on the offensive glass. They're really good at forcing turnovers. And those are two things you need extra possessions, and you need to turn twos into threes and get to the foul line when the clock stops. It's maximizing possessions is how you win in March Madness. And Colorado State does that really well.
B, how do you think Sands is going to handle it if it's Colorado State, his alma mater, versus Maryland in the second round?
He'll lose his mind.
I think he might, dude.
Yeah. He might combust.
Yo, is there any – now, this is impossible, right? But I do remember – I feel like I remember you at least not necessarily calling the upset, but saying you liked UMBC's chances or something like that. Do I remember yep. that correctly?
You do. And at least one of – I'm a multi-bracket guy. I know a lot of people don't like that. At least in one of my brackets, I had UMBC beating Virginia. And it came down to style of play in the NCAA tournament. Virginia was slow, the slowest. They don't score a lot. And things can happen where if you get down, how are you going to score points? And sure. UMBC had a guy who was shooting three-pointers after three-pointers. And the real thing that put me over the edge was DeAndre Hunter got injured in the last game of the conference tournament, and he was ruled out for the first-round game with a wrist injury. He was their only scoring option. Now, Virginia was kind of a mirage where there are not very many teams like that score 40 points a game and beat everyone. So I don't know if there's anything like that this year. I still maintain that I don't think any 16 seeds should play in Dayton. Give the low majors their shot. So they shouldn't have to play another.
It's interesting you say that because we had Dwayne Simpkins on the show this morning, and his point about playing in Dayton is they get the national spotlight. He thinks it's actually good for his for the AU brand.
Yeah,
and maybe he's
right
just finding
regard.
A silver lining. I don't know, but
no, that's totally right. I agree, but at the same token, you know, and you do get an extra game under your belt. Now you have to get back on the bus and the plane and travel someplace else. Usually in the locale closer to the team you're playing, but I just the if you win your conference tournament, you shouldn't have to then play in to get in the tournament. I think the last eight at-large teams should be playing to get in. They didn't do enough in their conference tournament. And also, this tournament is ultimately about the little guy. Don't make it harder for the little guy to have a crack at it.
Yeah, I hear you theoretically for sure.
Yes.
So let's do this. And what's your biggest upset? And then who's your Final Four?
So I think a wacky upset is going to happen that no one is predicting. Like, not like Robert Morris over Alabama. I do think Bryant could make things really difficult for Michigan State. I know it's the January, February Izzo. Michigan State does have a big, ugly loss to Middle Tennessee from a couple years ago. Bryant was very impressive in their conference tournament. They've been impressive all year. I wouldn't be surprised if we do have one 15 seed beat a 2 seed. I also think Tennessee is ripe for the picking because they're very slow on offense. Wofford likes to shoot 3-pointers.
B loves Wofford.
That is I think there's a big upset to be had that not enough people are talking about, potentially Lipscomb at 14 over number 3 Iowa State. Iowa State's best player won't be playing in the tournament because of injury. It's not going to be one of those sexy 5-12 matchups that everyone talks about. There's always a head scratcher, like when St. Peter's beat Kentucky or when Oakland beat Kentucky.
Right, right. All right, now what's your Final Four, dude?
Oh, geez. Gosh. excuse me. I have Duke in there. I have Clemson in there. Give me St. John's and give me Auburn, even though I said I don't think Auburn's going to make it. This is all to say that the bracket came out like 18 hours ago, and I have not even taken one look at the potential for a Final Four, solely focusing on the first weekend. But I think because the conference tournaments produced a lot of 1 and 2 seeds winning, the matchups that we see in the first round are going to be so tight. So I think this year, more than any other, we could have a lot of upsets that are not true upsets because these teams are good enough. This isn't the 7 seed from the Southland Conference. From the Southland, from the Horizon, from the Summit, right, from the Big West, right. All of those 1 seeds won. So we are getting really the best mid-majors and low majors in the country, which should lead to some of the best first-run action in the tournament.
Can't wait for it.
All right, thanks, dude. Appreciate your time.
All right, Troy. Appreciate you, brother.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Troy Macker, Bet Rivers. Give him a follow at Troy Macker, MACHIR. The madness is coming, and I cannot wait. Neither can you.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. This week, FanDuel is bringing you a Dog of the Day Profit Boost token. One of the best parts about the tourney is when an underdog takes down a powerhouse. And right now, those upsets can get even better because if your underdog bet wins, you'll land even more winnings with a profit boost. This is your chance to ride with the long shots, the scrappy teams, the ones that refuse to go quietly. So you just heard Troy talking to us? Go check out some of those 12s. Put some money on them. You may make you some money early on when the tournament starts. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's no better time. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you'll get paid instantly. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your Dog of the Day with a profit boost. Because after all, anything can happen in March. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Wager of at least plus 100 odds required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restricted supply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
How do you feel be apparently the governor of West Virginia is, I mean, I think he's currently having a press conference right now.
Hey.
DMWV, stand up. Trying to sue the NCAA for the Mountaineers not getting in.
Well, I think it's asinine, but I think when you look at the fact, if this is true, based off the reports, that the guy on the committee got extra money because North Carolina got in, and he also has affiliation with North Carolina, I think something has to be checked.
Now, he did say he was asked, and he said he recused himself from the discussion whenever Carolina came up.
I would love to see a copy of it and see if he really did.
I think West Virginia should have gotten in. But I also think the governor trying to, like, you got to have something better to do, dog.
He doesn't.
There's got to be a more pressing issue in the state of West Virginia. It just seems like such a political grandstand kind of operation.
Well, you know, it could be. Could not be. Never know.
What if he challenged Bubba Cunningham to a fight, the Carolina AD that you're questioning?
Hey, let's see. See what Bubba got. See what Bubba built like that.
All right, so what do we want to do for a wager? What didn't we just set up a wager for something? It's for Ovi's goal.
Yeah.
That hasn't come to fruition.
We already got that going.
What do you want to do for the brackets between us? Do we know if Jeff's working this week?
We don't know, so let's come up with whatever.
White Brian, what are you willing to wager? Because you
got to be out of the cents. We're not doing no.
I'm not
20
doing
cents. 25 cents. That's not happening.
$20?
Oh,
you bet $20?
That's
I'm
massive.
Confident in my bracket.
Oh,
how many brackets do you do?
Most years 2. This year just 1.
Because you that confident?
Yeah, well, normally I do 2 because
no
I just
go,
have
like,
to pick
team.
Auburn.
How many teams you pick the best, right?
But I actually think Auburn can win it this year.
I think they won't.
So you're going to put $20 up for a bracket?
And sure.
You'd also do that with us?
Yeah.
How many brackets do you join, B?
Probably 1.
I do want to – the problem with these is that because they're so – like, everything is just online now, so I'll get, like, 50 emails today from various brackets I've joined over the last 20 years.
Learn how to ignore people sometimes. Just don't do it.
I'm going to. And I think If we do one, just Heavy Metal Chris can or cannot be involved. It's up to him. But like, if we do the me,
I definitely want to be involved.
Okay, me, B, White Brian, Heavy Metal Chris, Landfill, and Jeff. That is how many people? Seven? Six? Six. And it's $20 a pop. I think I'm in on that.
I'm with that.
Are you in on that?
Yeah.
It's going to be very, very cutthroat, though, because if you're bad, there's only six of us. And I feel like I've generally been bad at these bracket contests for a long time. The last time I won one, I remember the last time I won one.
It's $20, Jay.
Yeah. No, I'm not as worried about the $20 as I am being made fun of incessantly.
But that's going to happen anyway.
That's a good point. The last time I won a bracket challenge, guess what team won the NCAA tournament?
Maryland.
No. After Ooh. That, the first Florida team, that Joakim Noah team.
Okay.
So that was probably 2000.
Long time ago.
That's a George Mason year.
2005.
Yeah, no, I think it was 06, right?
Yeah, 05, 06.
Yeah, 05, 06. Yeah, so it's been some years. I feel like I've watched a lot more college hoops this year. Landfill, are you in for a $20 bracket challenge?
I'm in, but how does the scoring work precisely?
So here's what I have another suggestion for our bracket challenge.
Okay.
I don't want it to be online. I want it to be an actual bracket we fill out, and somebody's got to keep track of them, probably White Brian. He's the nerdiest, most responsible.
I used to run a pool with like 50 to 60 people in it every year for like 20 years. I can do this. And I didn't run it online with like a Yahoo or anything.
I used to do that too. It was so much more fun than the online ones.
Yeah,
I want a physical copy of my bracket, and then you like highlight your winners.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going back in time, B.
I'm cool with that.
You, me, and Huey Lewis in the news.
I'm cool with this.
All right, so now we've got some really good parameters here.
They have to have them done by tomorrow.
No.
They have games tomorrow, the 8th.
Yeah, but you don't have to pick.
Wait till Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you don't have to pick the play-ins. I don't want to have to pick. Picking between AU and Mount St. Mary's would be like picking between my children.
No, it's not. You don't like either one of them teams that much. Stop lying.
I root for AU.
Okay. Then.
I drive by AU three times a day.
Just because you pass by them, you cheer for them?
I root for them.
You pass by the trucks every day that got your traffic hooked up, and you don't like them?
I root for AU.
Mount St. Mary's, when have you ever been up there?
I've driven by it.
When?
Going to Gettysburg.
You pass right by the school.
Yo, you go right by it.
And
on Route 15.
Everything you pass,
you've probably
you like.
Ridden your bike past it.
Everything you pass, you like.
Dude, B, I live right next to AU. I know, like,
I'm asking you a question. You say I pass by.
Shelby's,
you pass by what's called once.
Doug, Shelby's best friend's babysitter is a student at AU. I know AU people. I root for AU. Not significantly. I don't
best
lose much
sleep.
Best friend's
babysitter. What's her name?
I don't know. Lucy's babysitter. Yeah, we just had Coach Simpkins.
We got Coach Simpkins. But
you want a real answer? Wayne Simpkins is a Terp, and he's their coach, so I'm rooting for him.
No, I'm not. You trying to say they're like your children. I can't see how Mount St. Mary's like your children.
Dog, I was kidding. Okay, they're not like my children.
I told you, like, when you say stuff, I'm going to take what you say, but you like to just say.
If for no other reason, I'm rooting for AU for David Aldridge's sanity. Is that a fair thing?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what DA confessed to?
What?
Now, I may be incorrect, and obviously David Aldridge knows more about basketball than I. He has forgotten more about basketball than I will ever know.
Okay.
That said, I still don't think DA is on the coaching staff.
And he's what?
Of the AU Eagles.
He's not.
He's not. In our text thread earlier today, he said, he's been watching Mount St. Mary's games. Said, I watched their game against Marist last night. I wish I was kidding. He's scouting the opponent for the play-in game. Now, that is
dedication. Hey, man, when you go to a school, you have that dedication.
You know what?
Like, every time anything happens, you think somebody's trying to mess over Maryland.
White Brian, I'm gonna need some Grand Canyon tape. I'm going to need to – I think I got to grind a little bit of Grand Canyon. And not the women's team, you perv. Nobody go anywhere. It is B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, Brian and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? Adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best. They've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
I had the Rood guys out at the house last week, man. Really excited, and I'm most excited because Rood systems are whisper quiet. No more noisy interruptions. No more knocking in the middle of the night. Just peace of mind. Rood's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. It's comfort and performance perfectly balanced. B, you got to tell them about the savings. I know you were able to take advantage of federal tax credits. You can save up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Check them out at Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
That's Rood, R-U-U-D, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This video was awesome. If you're like a 13-year-old watching MTV in the summer, Mariah got it done, man. Mariah might get it done. That might be current tense, not past tense.
Trying to tell us something? You got a little crush?
You know, I liked her. My boy Brian loved her. Not even white Brian. Brian Callery.
Callery.
Yeah, he's my boy growing up.
Okay.
Shout out to Mariah Carey. I wonder who she's taking in her bracket.
I think we're going to pass by that statement.
I don't even know that was funny business.
I don't know, Jay.
All right, so we got to take a vote. We have people texting us, friends of the program, if they can get in our closed to the public bracket.
You already announced it that it's closed to the public.
Yeah, but these are friends of the program. Now,
if you gonna text me, don't no.
Landfill said yes. B Mitch says no.
And not if I'm getting extra texts. No.
B Mitch wants fewer texts. And something tells me that this closed to the public bracket pool will create more texts. Vortex.
No, I'm gonna just put block on everything.
Can we let Rooster in?
Y'all do whatever you want with this thing, man.
Do you think Rooster would pay $20?
Probably yes.
That is a we need to be paid up front kind of situation.
Oh no, he don't have to pay it.
Oh, Landville's really messing with you now, B. Just sending one letter text message.
Don't worry, I'll just block it off here. I don't need to be on the text tree. I give a damn.
Heavy Metal Chris, we haven't heard from you. Who are you liking? How you feeling about your bracket?
I mean, I'm the kind of guy that likes to fill it out like the last minute, like the Wednesday night before or whatever. I'm still kind of absorbing it all. But I will tell you, I kind of, maybe it's just a weird hunch. I don't know. I kind of like Yale over Texas A&M as an early upset.
Yale over A&M. Yeah. All right. I'm excited. I'm most excited that I feel like my Terps could actually go on a deep run. And it's not easy. The committee screwed them, as always, by making them go out west when they could have just gone to Providence or Raleigh or something. But whatever. That's what the committee does. Maryland has been and remains always in no man's land. Like, we were in the ACC, we were in a Southern school, now we're in the Big Ten, we're not a Midwest school. Landfill and B-Mitch have declared jihad on each other in the text thread. There's always a lot of moving parts at the end of this program. But just know that I am always here to complain for my fellow Terp fans.
You complain a lot about everything.
So when is due date for the close to the public bracket pool? Is Thursday at noon. Okay?
This close to the public will have about 25 people by the time the bar come in.
Well, here's all I'm saying. To get into this joint, it's a physical copy of the bracket.
We will be at the casino at that time.
Oh, hell. So a lot of people can just randomly just
now,
start
if
showing
you, if we don't already talk to you on a regular basis, we're not going to be talking to you on a damn regular basis. Totally. Now, see, I'm putting my foot down. Okay, if it's somebody we already deal with, yes. These people out the blue, to hell with them. No, we're not doing it.
So everybody come to the casino on Thursday and hand Beamish your bracket with a $20 bill.
No, if I don't text you to bring a bracket, don't bring me one.
Oh, God. Biagi wants to be in on it. There's a lot of people want to be in the close.
Sometimes I tell you about taking everything to the damn radio, boy, I tell you. One day you're going to learn, or one day I'm going to just have to assault you. I'm going to stop this.
I'm just going to have to assault
you. I'm just going to stop this. I don't care what it is. JP going to bring everything to the radio.
I mean, Landfill wants as many people as possible and are close to the public pool. Why is that,
Landfill? Landfill don't like anybody.
I know.
So I'd be damned if he wanted to have all these extra people involved.
I think he feels good about it and thinks he's going to win and wants to drive that pot up.
No.
I'm very happy after vacation. Plus, I'm thinking.
I'm going to make him change his mind. Wildcard Scotty, come to the studio tomorrow.
Oh.
You get to sit right there with Landfill. What you want to talk about?
Well, I was thinking, you know, whoever wins, if we know him, we could, like, guilt him into buying us stuff.
What if you win?
Nah, screw you guys. I don't know you.
Chris Kerwin just texted me. He said, I'm bringing an empty bracket and $21 bills for B-Mitch at the casino on Thursday.
Chris, I'm going to split your wig, too. I'm letting you know right now.
Oh, boy. Bracket Mania is coming. Feel free. There's a website. You got to find it for the B-Mitch and Finley Close to the Public Bracket Pool Challenge Tournament. Is there not like an official thing? I would think.
Yeah, I'm sure they got official things all over the place.
Just not ours. Ours is close to the public, and you need a physical bracket.
Mine, we have some rules that I haven't even told you yet, JP.
Yo, one entry per person.
I will tell you the rules once the tournament starts, and I got all the things.
I think the points should double per round. So it's like a 1 point, a 2 point, a 4 point.
Man, you get bonuses for upsets. That's the other question.
Put your money in there and be just done. We're not doing all that extra stuff.
No bonuses.
This is just straight 10, 10, 10. We're not trying to have all the damn Sandys and all that type of stuff.
Nah, but like getting 3 out of 4 Final Four teams right needs to be worth more than getting 3 first round games right.
Don't worry, if you got 3 first round games right, you're going to lose because you're not going to be around in there.
That didn't even make any sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
How about this? Call number 10 right now, 800-636-1067. You win 2 tickets to see Nats opening day, March 27th against Philly. First 20,000 fans get an opening day T-shirt for the complete Nats schedule and tickets. Check out thefandc.com. Thank you to everybody listening to the program today. Thank you to Joe, Ben, and Nadi, and Troy Macker. We got to go. Grant and Danny live in Florida next. You made it this far. Those guys owe you a beer.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.